Chapter 7. Pocahontas in Captivity.
I was a prisoner of the English for an entire year. At first, I was angry and I wanted to escape. The white men put me in a small room in one of their houses and locked the door. I tried to run away many times, but I didn't succeed. 3 times a day, a white woman brought me food. Her name was Hannah. She felt compassion for me. I saw it in her eyes. She usually stayed in my room for a few minutes, and we talked together.
Here's your lunch, Pocahontas.
At first, my English wasn't very good, but gradually I learned more and more. Soon I spoke well, and Hannah and I became friends. Hannah and I talked about many things. Our families, our worries, and our dreams. I felt better and stopped trying to run away. Soon, Hannah's friends came to visit me, too. My room was very small, so we sat in the sitting room of the house. We talked, drank tea, and ate cakes and biscuits. Hannah brought me some new English-style clothes, and I sometimes wore them, like the other women in the house. Often the white women forgot I was a prisoner. To them, I was just a new, interesting friend with a different skin color. But they still didn't permit me to go outside the house and garden. Sometimes, men visited the house too. I often talked to a clergyman named Alexander Whitaker. He asked me questions about my tribe and our culture. I told him about our beliefs. And he told me about the white men's religion, Christianity. It was very interesting to learn about another religion and culture. Mr. Whitaker read me stories from the Christian Bible, and I liked listening to them. I became interested in Christianity and the teachings of Christ. I thought some of his sayings were wonderful, especially, "Love your neighbor like yourself." Why didn't everybody try to do this?